We continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Bet. We just began Perek Yud Alef. Ve'enenu haro'ot benusach tefilat Rosh Hashana, shehu mesudar meroshu ad sofo rak al kevod malchuto yitbarach shemo. Shetit'ale kebatechila kodem chet Adam Arishon. The point with which the Nefesh HaChaim began Perek Yud Aleph was to say that the highest point and the real point of tefillah is when we pray not for our own selfish purpose, but when we pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Kavod of Malchut Shamayim. He started with the Pasuk, Lifnei Chelo, Hashem Natan Kolo Lifnei Chelo. We are like his chayalim. And just like the soldiers, that their main objective is to bring the Kavod to their king, to their country, so too, when we pray, all our tefillot are mainly for the purpose of elevating Malchut Shamayim. And he says, we see this in the nusach of the tefillot of the Yamim Noraim, that kimat from the beginning till end, you see openly that it's all about Galei Kevod Malchutcha Alenu Mehera, that it's all for the purpose of revelation of the Malchut, of the Kvod Malchut Shamayim. V'gam nusach tefillat kol hashana. Now the truth is, he says, even the words of the tefillah of the Amidah of all year long, אף שלפי פשוטו הנראה, רובו ככולו מסודר על ענייני צורכי עצמנו, even though, on a superficial glance at the words of most of the words of the tefillah, we see that it's prayers for our needs, for our da'at, for our slicha, for our refuah, for our ge'ula, v'chule. That's what it seems, that we pray for our needs. Barechenu, parnasa. However, vaday barur lechol mevin, the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's clear to anyone who has understanding. Umimekomo hu mukhra, and it's proven from its own place. He can prove it from each and every word. Shelo kivnu anshei haknesiyah hagedola al hanireh mipshutei pirush hamilot levad. It's impossible to think that the anshei knesset hagedola, when they instituted the words of the Amidah, that they only had in mind the simple meaning of the words themselves that we say. Ukmo shekatavti le'el perek yud, as we spoke about in Perek Yud, the fact that the anshei knesset hagedola were necessary for making the tefillah of the Amidah shows us that it was made with Ruach HaKodesh, that it was made with Nevuah, that it was because every word points to a certain Bechina in the Olamot HaElyonim. So it's surely not only referring to the Pshutam Shel Dvarim that we see in the words. Ze Pashut Meod. It's simple. And he brings even a little proof. He says, Utfilot Neged Tmidim Tiknu. We know the Gemara in Brachot that says that our tefillot were instituted keneged, corresponding to the korbanot, hatamid, keneged tmidim. Which type of korban was the korban hatamid shel shachar and tamid shel ben arbaim? Was it a korban shlamim? Was it a korban chatat? No, it was a korban ola. What's special about korban ola? The entire korban goes up l'shamayim. No human, not the Kohen, and certainly not the Be'alim, have any chelek, have any share in the Korban Ola. Shehayu olot kalil la'ishim. They would go in, they would be consumed entirely in the fire of the Mizbeach. Kula legavo asalka. All of it would go up to Shamayim. Velo haya ba'em chelek ediot klal. Without any share to chelek ediot. So he says that's an interesting point. Tfilot keneged tmidim tiknun. Ve'eze korbanot the tmidim? Korban ola bedafka. Ola is all of it l'shamayim. So our tefillot, the entire kavana of each and every word, even when we are so-called asking for our needs, as we're going to explain, it's all ultimately with the main intention leharbot kvod shamayim uleha'alot kvod shamayim ba'olam. So he says, Ve'af dehi, we're on page Kuf Zayin. ואף דהילכתא גמירא לבשס. Even though the halacha has been stated in the Gemara and also in Shulchan Aruch, שהיחיד רשאי לחדש דבר בתפילתו על צורכי עצמו וצערו בכל ברכה לפי עניינה. The halacha is that a yachid, each person, has the permission to be mechadesh davar bitfilato, to add a word into the tefillah in any one of the brachot that has to do with his own needs or his own pain that he's feeling. So even though that's true, gam bazeh, even when a person asks for his own needs and prays for his pain, גם בזה צריך שלא תהא תכלית כוונתו על צערו. The תכלית of his כוונה should not be just Hashem remove my pain. That's not the ultimate way of praying. לא זו הדרך הנכונה לישרים בליבותם, he says. That's not the high way, that's not the correct way of those who are yashar belibotam, those who are straight and deep in their heart, in their mind. Those who know the truth of tefillah, they know that if you're only going to ask for your own physical needs, you're stopping short. That's in the middle. That's not the main goal of the tefillah. Remember the statement that we learned in Perek Yud, "Atfilah tzorech gavoa." It's necessary for Shamayim. It has much higher and loftier ideas and purposes in the tefillah. And he's going to explain that now. He says, and by the way, I just want to make it clear before we continue. Obviously, even from the Lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim, lo zu aderech hanechona laisharim belibotam. He's saying that that's a high level. Of course, it doesn't mean that if a person prays the Amidah and he prays for his own needs, and that's all he has in mind, that doesn't mean his tefillah is not going to be mitkabel. Definitely. What we're learning here is that that is not the highest level of tefillah. There is a higher level to the very tefillah that we pray. Ki be'emet yipale, he says. He asks a question. Ech shayach levakesh leitchanen klal lefanav yitbarach shemo lehasir me'alav tza'aro ve'yisurav. How is it correct that we should ask Hashem to remove from us the tsar and the yisurim, the pain and affliction that he put upon us? How can we ask him to remove it? He brings a mashal. Kmo beinyan refuot haguf. Compare this to when a person goes to the doctor to heal his physical ailment. Harofe mashkehu samanim harifim. The doctor sees what he has and he fills up his bottle with a very sharp, a very bitter medicine. And he's about to give him the medicine and to say, you have to drink this. Or, let's say another case, im harofe mukhrach, chas v'shalom, af gam lachtoch ever echad legamre. Let's say an extreme case where some limb has to be amputated. שלא יתפשט ארץ החולי יותר. Don't forget, the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about, he's talking in the late 1700s, early 1800s. שלא יתפשט ארץ החולי יותר, so that the inflammation of the holy, of the illness should not spread. So in other words, the doctor has to take action, either to give him a very bitter medicine or to perform a surgery. So now imagine the patient, האם יתחנן אליו החולה שלא ישקהו הסמנים? Or shelo yachtoch ha'ever? Imagine the patient saying, no, could you please not give me the medicine? Or, doctor, I understand, but could you not perform the surgery? Is there such a thing that the patient is going to say this? Halo achole atzmo socho lekach. Hare, the patient, he hired the doctor to do his job. That's his job, to give him the medicine or even to perform the surgery. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, we should ask the same question when we pray that Hashem should remove the pain and the yisurim. Ken ech yishpoch siach lefanav yitbarach shemo leasir me'alav ha'yisurim. How can a person ask to remove from himself the yisurim? Halohem aretiya v'sama dechaye lechaper avonotav. But they're necessary for the purpose of atoning for his sins. Kema amaram, like the Gemara says in Shabbat Nunhe Amud Alef, en yisurim belo avon. Yisurim are only because of the sin. Ve'im lo efo nefesh achotet b'mat itkaper. So how is the nefesh achotet going to achieve kapara? If a person is going to say to Hashem, Hashem, please remove my tzar, remove the yisurim. But the yisurim is for the purpose of kapara. So it's like telling the doctor, doctor, please don't give me the medicine or don't perform the surgery. So be'emet al pi pshutam shel dvarim, the question is, it's a simple yet a difficult question to hear, right? We're hearing this question. On one hand, we're saying, yeah, it makes sense, a good question. But on the other hand, but really? I shouldn't have. So there's this duality of feeling when you hear this. That's the question we should ask. How is it possible? Ela, omnam, yes, yes. Absolutely. Definitely, he's kol yachol, which means what you want to answer is you're saying, maybe we're asking Hashem, can you think of a different way? But let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is kol yachol, says this is the way. Any surim belo avon. Let's say we never know. We don't know. Of course, he's kol yachol, and that's why we ask for rachamim. He's going to give a deeper pirush to why we pray. Aval, you're right, we appeal to the rachamim of Hashem, please, is there a different way? But let's say we were to know that this is the only way, and yet we're supposed to pray. So how are we praying? Omnam, tachlit hakavana, the ultimate intention that we should have in mind, tzricha shetiye rak tzorech gavoah. It has to be that we're asking Hashem to remove the pain, letzorech gavoa, for the purpose of Hashem Himself. That's who we're asking for. We're not asking for ourselves. Of course, we're talking again on a high level. We're asking for kvod shamayim. Now he's going to explain it on two levels. Right now he's going to explain it on two levels. How is asking for refuah, for example, how is that asking for kvod shamayim? He's going to explain it on two levels. Number one, ki b'makom sheyesh chilul shemo yitbarach. Let's say it entails chilul Hashem, kegon tzarat klal Yisrael. Let's say we're talking about chas v'shalom a tzara on klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel Amidvav, be'emor am Hashem ele. People around us are going to say, "This is am Hashem. Look at them. Why are they suffering?" Like it says in Parashat Nitzavim, right? That the nations are going to say, "Ah, this is am Hashem, and look how they're suffering. Oh, why are they suffering if they're so chosen?" V'hem amukim umonim. So it's a chilul Hashem, right? Mechuyavim levakesh velishpoch siach lefanav yitbarach shemo al chilul shemo yitbarach ve'ach leman shemo ya'aseh. That's our prayer. When we pray for the tzara of Klal Yisrael, shelo tavo, when we pray for that, what we are praying is not only on the physical level, Hashem, please remove the tzar, remove the yisurim, but lema'an shimcha hagadol. As we find in the nusach of tefillah, especially in Yamim Noraim, all the time, Avinu Malkenu, ase lema'anach im lo lema'anenu. Ase lema'anach vehoshiyenu. All the time, lema'anach, lema'anach. And you know, we're used to saying these words, and we say it, and we rush through, lema'anach. And we think, maybe sometimes, superficially, we think, ah, ze lashon anava. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, ki im leshimcha ten kavod, al chazdecha lamitecha. So quickly, and we grow up like this. For years and years, we say the same words, and we don't give it a bit of a deep look. But here we're learning, that is tefillah. The whole tefillah is aseh lema'anach. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, ki im leshimcha ten kavod. It's all lema'an kiddush Hashem. It's not so that there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. So that is one level, the tzarat haklal. Now what about tzarat hayachid? Yeah. Yafeh me'od. Chazak uvaruch. We see that in Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ata yigdalna koach Hashem. Lama yomeru bagoyim ayena Elohim? Why should the goyim say that you don't have... All the time he's praying for the kvod Hashem. Very true. And what about the yachid? V'gam hayachid al tzaro. When a person prays for his own pain, for his own tzara, lo alin. Af im en chilul Hashem b'davar. Let's say there's no chilul Hashem. Nobody knows about it. Okay? Sometimes there could be chilul Hashem, even by tzarat yachid, especially if it's a tzaddik, let's say, something like this. Aval, let's say, nobody knows. There's no chilul Hashem. So what do you mean to pray for the tzar of to pray letzorech gavoa? How is this letzorech gavoa? Yesh makom gam ken levakesh lefanav yitbarach. Listen to this, rabotai. Al godel hatzar shel mala bizman sheha'adam sharui betzar lemata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tzar when a Jew is in pain. And we're talking about the pain that the Jew is receiving from Hashem for kapara, for his avonot. But Hashem has tzar. He's not happy when a Jew is suffering, no matter what. Kema'amaram be'mishnah perik vav de Sanhedrin, as the Mishnah says in Masechet Sanhedrin, daf mem vav amud alef, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Bizman she'adam mitzta'er, when a Jew has tzar, Shechina malashon omeret, you know what the Shechina says? Kalani meroshi, kalani mizroi. Oh, my head hurts. Oh, my arm is hurting. The Shechina is saying that. The Shechina says, when a Jew is bitzar, imo anochi bitzara, I feel that pain. Kalani meroshi, kalani is a kmo kalani. Like, I feel pain. Kalani meroshi, kalani mizroi. The Shechina Kedosha has pain when a Jew has pain. Now, for the moment, skip the beautiful Hagahot on the right here. We're going to learn it, Bezat Hashem, but just go continue in the text itself. Ve'amru b'shemot rabba parasha bet. The Midrash Rabba in Parashat Shemot says, u'bechazita b'pasuk ani yeshena. Also in Midrash Chazita, it says on the pasuk ani yeshena v'libi er. On the pasuk that we're going to, once again, before Shir HaShirim, we get to learn a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. What does it say? Yonati tammati. And we already learned, tammati ze kmo teomati, my twin. Ma hateomim halalu. What's the comparison to twins? Just like by twins. No, it's okay. He's doing something. Just like by twins. Im choshesh echad berosho, chavero margish. You know, it's a natural instinct by twins. When one has a headache, the other one has a headache also. By real twins, they feel. I've seen that. I'm not a twin, but I know a pair of twins. And I've seen that when the other one, even though they were next to each other, when the other one felt something, the other one felt, I felt it at that moment. There's a natural identical feeling of twins. And here, the Chazal said in the Midrash, Im chashash echad berosho, chavero margish. Ken amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imo anuchi betzara. That's tamati. Tamati teomati, you're my twin. When you feel pain, I feel pain, Hashem says. Ubetanchum asof parashat acharemot. Kol Yeshua sheba'a liYisrael, hi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's another great yesod. Anytime there is a Yeshua, a salvation upon Am Yisrael, you know whose salvation it is? It's the salvation of Hashem also. Hashem is also saved, kivyachol. The Shechina Kedusha. Sheneemar imo anochi betzara, and what does it say? Continue the pasuk. Imo anochi betzara chaletzehu v'chavedehu, orech yamim azbiehu, ve'areehu bishuati. It doesn't say bishuatam, or bishuato, it should say ve'areehu bishuato. Orech yamim aspi'ehu, ve'areehu bishuato. I'm going to show him his salvation. Ve'areehu bishuati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it my salvation. Ha'yeshua shelcha hi. We say to Hashem, it's your Yeshua. She'ne'emar, as it says in Tehilim, u'lecha lishu'ata lanu. U'lecha lishu'ata lanu. It's your Yeshua. You hear this? It's an audacity of us to say this, if it wasn't true. Ubeshocher Tov, Tehilim Mizmor Yud Gimel. Shocher Tov is the name of the Midrash on Sefer Tehilim. In Mizmor Yud Gimel, what does it say in the Pasuk? Yagel Libi Bishuatecha. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Is that Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Abahu, thank you. I see Resh Aleph, I just took a guess. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Toda Rabba. Ze Echad Min HaMikraot HaKashim. This is a tough pasuk. You see how many times we say this pasuk didn't look tough to us. Yageli bi bishuatecha. Ma ze yageli bi bishuatecha? Yageli bi bishuati. O bishuatenu, right? Ma ze yageli bi bishuatecha? אמר רבי אבאו, זה אחד מן המקראות הקשים, it's hard to say it, שישועתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא היא ישועתן של ישראל. When עם ישראל is נושא, it's השם הוא is נושא. בישועתנו אין כתיב, אלא בישועתך, ישועתך היא ישועתנו. יגיע לי בי בישועתך. ועיין זוהר פרשת אמור, דף צדיק, רש עמוד ב', בעניין הכתוב, לשם הישועה, על עמך ברכתך סלו. לא כמה מיני פסוקים. וזהו אמו אנוכי בצרה. עוד איזה מין אמו אנוכי בצרה היינו? שמן המצר משתף אותו יתברך שמו. That the person who's in the צרה, he feels that Hashem is בצר also, and that's what he prays for. אז אחלצהו. Then he will be saved. כשהאדם אין מרגיש צערו מיסוריו, when a person is on such a level, now listen to this, שאין מרגיש צערו מיסוריו, מגודל מרירותו מצערו כביכול. This is the tzaddik, a great tzaddik. The ones who are yesharim belibutam, those who understand this, aval in a sensory perception, that they feel the tzar ha-shechina, so he feels the tzar of Hashem so much that he forgets his own tzar. He doesn't feel his own tzar. שוב פעם, וכשהאדם אין מרגיש צערו מייסוריו, when a person is on the level, עד כדי כך, that he doesn't feel his pain, מגודל מרירותו מצערו כביכול, because of the bitterness of the צער of the שכינה, that says, קלני מראשי, קלני מזרועי, המרורות הללו, those bitter feelings, that bitter feeling, הן הם עצם מירוק פשעיו. That's the kapara on his פשעים. Because we asked the question before. We said, how can a person ask to remove the Yisurim? Are the Yisurim is for the purpose of kapara. So it's like telling the doctor, don't give me the medicine. How could you do that? The answer is, because when a person is praying to remove the Yisurim, what he's supposed to pray, he's supposed to pray for the Tzar HaShechina. And he's praying for the Tzar HaShechina in a way, Ad Kedekach, he feels it, that he forgets his own tzar, maybe even for a second. Maybe even for a second he forgets his own tzar because of the tzar ha-shechina. That's miruk peshaav. That mar, that merirut, removes his yisurim, and it is a kapara on his peshaim. U'mitkaper bazeh ad sheyisurei atzmo bedelim himenu. And he's mitkaper in this way to the point where his own afflictions leave him. And now, in brackets, the Nefesh HaChaim says something very deep. V'hen hen ha-gvurot ha-kedoshot. Are, there is midat ha-chesed, and there is midat ha-din, or in the language of the sefirot, midat ha-gvura. Now, every sefira is kadosh. Chesed, kadosh. Gvurot is also kadosh. So the midah of gvura has kedusha. Now, gvura means onashim. It means punishment. It means yisurim. It means dinim kashim. Rachaman al itzlan. But the gvurot kedoshot, what does it mean, gvurot kedoshot? When a person takes the midat ha-gvura and he attributes it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't focus on his own tzar, he focuses on the tzar, midat ha-gvura, of the Shechina HaKadosha. כדרכו יתברך שמו להמתיק מר במר. The derech of Hashem is to be ממתיק מר, to sweeten bitter with bitter. והוא תיקון המידות בשורשם. Which means there is such a thing that הקדוש ברוך הוא is מתקן a midah with the shoresh of that midah itself. Let's say the midah of גבורה. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaken the midah of gevura with the shoresh of midah of gevura. To give an example, remember, what does it say when Am Yisrael were in the midbar and they didn't have water? And they came to a place where there were be'erot, but the water was all bitter. Mei mara, it's called, was bitter. So, Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem. Moshe cried out to Hashem, we need water, and this water is bitter. ויורהו השם עץ, וישלך אל המים, וימתקו המים. What עץ? You take a branch. The branch is bitter. He took the bitter, and he was ממתיק, he sweetened the water with the bitter waters, with the bitter branch. להמתיק, and look in the Ramban there, in the parasha, Look in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Kachi darko shel Hashem lehamtik mar bemar. To be mamtik the gvurot with gevura. Which means a person is betzar. A person is in pain. If a person is able to put aside his pain and to think about the pain that Hashem is having because a Jew is in pain, that pain that a person has because of the pain of the Shekhinah is mamtik mar bemar. The bitterness of that pain sweetens the chataim that the person did, which brought about the pain of his yisurim. And that's how a person has a license to pray to Hashem to remove the tzar and to remove the onish for his chataim. How could you ask him to remove it? It's your medicine. The answer is you're not asking for yourself. You're asking for the tzar ha-shechina that says, Kalani merosh, adam shemitztaer, ma shechina omeret, kalani meroshi, kalani mizroi. Hashem says, I feel so bad for you. I feel so much tzar for you. And the person is able to pray to Hashem and to say, Hashem, please remove this tzar, because I know it causes you tzar. So for a second even, he forgets his own tzar, and he's focused on the tzar ha-shechina. What did he just do? He took the midah of gvura. Gvura is dinim kashim. Gvura means the pain that he's suffering. And he was mamtik. He sweetened it. How did he sweeten it? With mar, with bitter. Which bitterness? The bitterness of the tzar ha-shechina. This is the teaching here that the Nefesh HaChaim is telling us. That's what each and every tefillah that we have is really doing. What did Chana say? Very good. So Chana, he's saying that Chana prayed to Hashem. She said her praying to Hashem was for Kavod Shamayim. Was for Kavod Shamayim. And you're right, because the Gemara in Masechet Brachot says that she was asking Hashem for children so that there will be Tzivot Hashem, so that will be Kavod Shamayim. So she was asking Hashem, why should you be Bitzar? So that's what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying here in Perek Yud Aleph. So I know we skipped the two Hagahot. We're going to, Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to make a mark for myself that next time we're going to learn those Hagahot. He's going to be Mosif Omek in this Inyan that we learned here today.